This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from the Hibbing High School Auditorium. Special thanks to the Hibbing Foundation for making the show possible and to the Hibbing Park Hotel and Grandma's in the Park Restaurant. And thank you to Hibbing Community Education. We're doing the show on opening weekend of the rifle deer hunting season. And I know several of us would be in the woods if we weren't here doing the radio show. So whether you hunt or not, you can't escape the cultural phenomenon of the deer hunt in northern Minnesota.
It's the second week of deer camp. My husband's gone again. The kids ate all the cheese balls and I stayed up past 10. My DVR is melted from watching This Is Us. I woke up in the bathtub and the kids just missed the bus. I didn't drink so much, just a little box of wine. But my yoga pants are hanging from my live, laugh, love, wall sign. It's the second week of deer camp, and all the girls are here. We drink, we shop, we socialize, while men folks shoot the deer. The only time we miss the guys is when a spider's near. It's the second week of deer camp, it's the greatest time of year.
Hold on just a minute. I sure hope this isn't some lame song parody that reinforces rigid gender roles. I've hunted my whole life, and the last thing I need is someone asking me what I'm going to do while my husband is out hunting.
So what I hear is that you want room to have your own cultural experience. Most women stay back from deer camp while the men hunt, which has given us terminology like deer widows and craft bazaars during hunting weekends. And yet, as you say, many other women participate in the sport. Is there a way for both realities to be true?
What you're describing is the very essence of feminist theory, that so long as social roles are confined to gender norms, no one is truly free.
So what do we do with a song like Second Week of Deer Camp? Is it redeemable from a feminist perspective? I'm not sure, but for some reason, I feel compelled to finish the song.
Oh, no, that's just socialized behavior. You don't have to finish the song.
But I want to. I want to, and you know what? It's the second week of deer camp, and all the girls are here. We drink, we shop, we socialize,
and some of us shoot deer.
The only time we miss the guys is, well, I guess we don't. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of